USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic Governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers, is declaring a state of emergency following two nights of rioting and looting after the police shooting of a black man. Evers signing the executive order that also increases the presence of the Wisconsin National Guard in Kenosha County. As far as when this will end, Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, tells Fox News,
our mayors of these cities are allowing it to happen. And too many people in the National Democratic Party are just giving it a wink and a nod. And they think the chaos, I'm afraid, inures to their benefit in the next election.
A trial date is still pending for the confessed Parkland school murderer. Public defenders say they will not be ready to go to trial before the end of the year due to the coronavirus. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Louisiana and the southeastern coast of Texas is preparing for Hurricane Laura. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott saying extremely powerful winds are expected to hit parts of his state when Laura makes landfall on Thursday. As for Louisiana, Democratic Governor of Louisiana, John Bel Edwards, says,
this has the potential to be the strongest hurricane to hit since Hurricane Rita. And it happens to be taking, at least for now, a very similar track to Hurricane Rita. So we should all be very, very careful.
More than 200 Ohio State students are being suspended before the school year even starts. 228 students reportedly broke school rules around social gatherings. It was a mixed day on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow was down 60 points to close at 28,248. The S&P gained 12 to finish at 34,44. And the NASDAQ added 87 to close at 11,466. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says he will listen to scientists if he's elected in November and shut down America to combat the coronavirus if it's needed. The former vice president criticizing the Trump administration's response to the pandemic and saying there can be no economic recovery for the nation until we fix the virus. Dr. Scott Atlas is an advisor to President Trump regarding a shutdown again. He says,
that kind of statement is really from somebody who hasn't been paying attention to actually the science, because by now I think we all know that the prolonged lockdown is severely harmful to our country. In fact, it's killing people. We don't just talk even about the medical care that's been missed. We're not just talking about the unemployment-related suicides and other harms. We have the latest data from the CDC that showed that there's a massive increase and people with psychiatric illness and depressive and anxiety disorders.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department has refused more than 25,000 requests to surrender illegal immigrants detained in its jails to immigration agents in the 2020 fiscal year. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva has blocked the transfer of illegal immigrants to ICE facilities due to concerns that there's a possible criminal investigation still going on. ICE disputing that claim, saying they support all individuals reporting crimes regardless of immigration status. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.